Good morning. It's time for chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is James chapter 5, verses 13 through 18. The Reverend Michael Meyer is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from James chapter 5. Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing praise. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working. Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed fervently that it might not rain. And for 3 years and 6 months, it did not rain on the earth. Then he prayed again, and heaven gave rain, and the earth bore its fruit. This is the word of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, St. James writes, is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing praise. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working. Now, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today, this day, right now, we gather as those who are suffering. We gather as those who are cheerful. We gather as those who are sick and those who are sinful. In our sufferings of body and soul, we have come to pray to the Lord, our God, trusting that our prayers have great power, that they will be heard. In cheerfulness and joy, we have come to sing songs, to sing hymns, psalms and spiritual songs as we offer our sacrifice of praise, even in the midst of trial and tribulation. In our sickness, in our disease, we have come to receive the blessed anointing with oil, sanctified by the word and promise of God. In our battle with sin and with temptation, we have come here today to acknowledge and confess our faults to God and to one another, and thus receive in faith the blessed absolution, that is, the forgiveness of sins from Christ himself, who by his grace raises us up and heals us body and in soul. Now, you're familiar with this. Christ's ministry is replete with examples of Jesus healing the sick, right? Of him proclaiming the gospel. This is his ministry of forgiving sins. And everywhere he goes, creation, have you noticed this? Creation just writes itself around the Son of the living God. Wind and sea obey, they're calm and they're flat. The lame walk, the deaf hear, the blind see, and the dead rise. And it's no different today in those places where Christ has promised to be. Not really. It's not really any different. Sure, there are no instant physical transformations, but the lame spring forth from the waters of holy baptism. The deaf hear the precious word of the gospel. And the blind see the body and blood of Christ as they're distributed on altars spread across the face of the earth. And then, of course, gathered in with the harvest a hundredfold. And in all these things, the dead live. For in the valley of the shadow of death, Christ gathers the bones. They clink together. He gives them sinew. He gives them strength. And he breathes into them life, into his hosts. And thus, the church lives. The church moves. And it has its entire being in Jesus Christ. It's amazing. It's a miracle, and it's for you. You are the afflicted with grief and shame weighed down. God is truly delivered unto you through Christ's gracious forgiveness. He breathes life into your lifeless soul. And yes, he brings healing to your bodies as well. Christ heals our souls. And in healing our souls, Christ fulfills his promise to bring healing to our bodies as well. And yet we still see no miracles here today, perhaps. You may not even feel all that different when leaving this chapel. When this is all over, when it's said and done, you might feel the exact same way as you did when you came in through that door. But maybe not. We've all seen it, perhaps without recognizing it for what it is, right? That couple that who, after confession and absolution on Sunday morning, breathe deeper, breathe freer, they smile broader, and they hold hands again like teenagers. Or that one with a spring in his step after receiving the Lord's Supper and coming back from the rail to his pew. Almost as if a great weight has been removed from the shoulders, right? And indeed it has. You see, God hears our prayers and he answers them today, yesterday, and always. In his timing and in his way, but one thing is certain. You will indeed leave here today with a soul that is healthy and well, for you will leave here healed by the power of Christ's forgiving grace. And one day, you and all of us will know fully the healing power of Christ in your bodies, just as you know it now within your souls. On the last day, when Christ returns, you will be healed fully. On that day, Christ will call you forth from your graves and say to you, rise and come home. Rise and enter the presence of the angels and the saints of God. Arise and live forever, free from sickness, from injury, sorrow, and pain. Arise and be free from guilt and shame, from sin, death, the devil, and even hell itself. Arise and live forever in the light of God. And then you will know without a doubt the divine healing and the fullness of which you hope now to know it even today. For Christ himself has been anointed by God to bring this healing to the nations. Through the prophet Isaiah, we know this. Christ our Lord says in chapter 61, right? The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to grant to those who mourn in Zion to give them a beautiful headdress instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the garment of praise instead of a faint spirit, that they might be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. And Christ repeats these very words in the Gospel of St. Luke, right? In his first sermon preached in the synagogue, he stands in the pulpit and he quotes himself and he says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. Now this bears repeating, so bear with this, right? He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. And then, of course, he rolls up the scroll, gives it back to the attendant, and sits down. And all of the eyes in the synagogue are fixed on Jesus. And he began to say to them, today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing. Today, this day, now, right now. You see, during his earthly ministry, Christ brought about the beginning of the acceptable year, of the Lord's year, the year of the Lord's favor, by healing and forgiving all those brought to him in faith. And when he comes again in glory, he will bring about the consummation of this year. And so today we pray. We receive the anointing. We hear his word. We hold on to God's promise of blessing and the forgiveness that he so graciously bestows to each and every one of us. For in that forgiveness, you have the promise of healing, the hope of perfect health, and the seal of everlasting life in the world that is to come. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for Chaplain Sean Found, who is deployed. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.